Right. Hello, welcome everyone. Thank you for attending. So I'm Fernando, I'm a software engineer at Red Hat, and today I'm going to talk about how do we perform link aggregation, balance SLB or source load balancing in kernel space with Network Manager. So just a quick introduction. So you're probably familiar, but it's always good to remember what is link aggregation. So in essence, it's a technique used in networking to bundle multiple interfaces into a single device that acts as a single link. So usually you have ports that are physical links, or there might be VLANs if you have a virtual network. But in this case, for example, you have two NICs and you have a bond, and you could use that bond as an endpoint for your application. And this can be used to have a fault tolerance environment, doing load balancing, and some other operations. And usually these NICs are connected to a switch, or they are connected to a different ISPs, or things like that. So this is usually called bonding in Linux, because it's the driver implementation that we have. And there is also team, but it's mainly bonding. And you have multiple nodes and options, which is what is going to define how it's going to operate and what kind of behavior you're going to get from the bond. We are not going to focus on the options because there are a lot of them. And for our talk, they are not very, very important, but we are going to focus on the modes. So just a quick review. We have around 7 modes officially inside the kernel. So the first one is balanced round robin. As it sounds, it just do round robin, so it goes sequentially picking every port. Then you have active backup. This is pretty straightforward. You have one port that is active. When there is a failover, it switched to another of the ports configured. Then you have Balang XOR. This is a very important one for us because it has a transmit hash policy. So in essence, it do perform load balancing, but it does based on a hash policy that you can define as an option. And the default policy is basically the source MAC address, XOR the destination MAC address, XOR the packet type ID. So with that, you get an identifier of the connection, and you make sure that that connection that matches the hash goes the same way, the same link all the time. Then you have broadcast. Pretty obvious. It's a broadcast, so it transmits all the packets through all the ports all the time. Yeah, and then you have 8023AD. So this is a standard. It's a dynamic link aggregation. And in order to operate, it needs support on the switch side, on the remote switch. Otherwise, it's not going to work. In essence, it does dynamic link aggregation based on the duplex and speed settings on the NICs and other algorithm stuff that can be configured on the switch side. Then we have balanced DLB, which is basically adaptively transmit balancing. So based on the transmit load balancing that the NIC has, it's going to measure it and try to have even load on the different ports. And then we have all adaptive transmit balancing, which is basically the same than TLB, plus it has adapted, it also adapts on IPv4 in the receive transmission. So that's a quick introduction to link aggregation. And now I want to do another important introduction, which is OVS. I'm pretty sure that you have heard about OVS in this room a lot during the day. But in essence, what is OpenBSwitch? So OpenBSwitch is a software switch implementation, which is usually used as a switch into a VMs environment. So you usually have a lot of VMs, and you have OpenBSwitch connecting all of them and doing a lot of operations like bonding, which is also supported. But in this case, OVS and OVS bonding. So OVS bonding only supports 3 modes. LACP, so LACP, it's a protocol that allows the switch to cooperate when you are performing bonding or link aggregation. So it requires LACP support on the switch, in the remote switch. Once the negotiation is done, there is no special treatment for the packet. Then we have active backup, same as the kernel one. It's one port up. When there is a failover, another port comes up. And then we have SLB. So that's an important one for us today. As you can notice, in essence, the two first modes are supported in Link, in Linux implementation, but not SLB. What is SLB? So SLB is the load balancing without the remote switch knowledge or cooperation. And it's basically using a hashing like Palanx XOR, but this hash is based on the source MAC address plus a VLAN pair. So this is usually used in spying leaf situations where you have, when the leaf has multiple VMs inside and you want to perform load balancing between the VMs